Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
That's so interesting, John. Lines in Illinois, and we heard last week lines in Georgia for early voting. But let's get back to the presidential debate last night. Did you hear this?
We need to know the full extent of Senator Obama's relationship with Acorn, who is now on the verge of maybe perpetrating one of the greatest frauds in voter history in this country, maybe destroying a fabric of democracy.
It's a pretty strong statement, destroying the fabric of democracy. There are indeed growing accusations from both Republicans and Democrats about voter fraud and illegal purging of voter rolls, as well as lawsuits. Perhaps not surprising in an election year with so many close races and often confusing rules about identification needed to vote. And there's also the record-breaking registration blocks. Already, the federal court, or at least several federal courts, are weighing in. Joining us now is Adam Skaggs, a lawyer with the nonprofit Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. Good morning, Adam, and welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Let's start with the nonprofit group Acorn. We've been hearing a lot about accusations that they have been conducting voter registration fraud. You want to explain that?
Well, there has been a lot of accusations, and I think they need to be taken with a grain of salt. You heard Senator McCain last night say that they were threatening to tear the very fabric of democracy. And in fact, this morning, Charlie Crist, a Republican governor of Florida, has actually come out and say, you know what, these are really getting out of control. These have been completely exaggerated. He's in the Miami Herald making that observation. So I think folks need to realize that these are being hyped for the purposes of partisan advantage. Fraud is being invoked in order to justify a number of different measures that are going to have the effect of suppressing voter turnout.
So, but I think what that about those who say, look, we need to make sure that our voter registration lists are credible and that there were names on some of the lists that Acorn turned in of people that don't exist? In fact, Mickey Mouse was on one of those lists. How do you respond?
Well, I respond by agreeing with what they say. I think it's important that our voter registration rolls are accurate, and I think probably every American would agree with that. I think it's important to realize first that the odds of Mickey Mouse showing up at the poll and casting a vote are pretty low in this country, not only because for the obvious reasons, but also because federal law requires that a new registrant like Mickey Mouse can't be allowed to vote a regular ballot until he shows ID. Now, the odds that somebody is going to register as Mickey Mouse, get a fake ID, get a fake driver's license, and then show up at the polls, I think folks would agree, are pretty low. But I think this whole distraction with Acorn is really just a diversion from the real issue, which is that millions of Americans are not on the registration rolls. They're not going to be able to vote in this election because of a number of different measures and laws in various states that prevent people from getting on the rolls and staying there.
Give us an example.
Well, I think one of the most timely examples is what's happening in Ohio right now. In Ohio, the Republican Party sued a couple weeks ago, and they said that voters that had not been successfully matched against either the Social Security or the motor vehicle database should be challenged and either should be kicked off the rolls.
And essentially, the circuit court in Ohio has now ordered the Secretary of State of Ohio, who is a Democrat, to go back through the voter lists and verify that they are accurate, correct?
Well, that's basically accurate. The circuit court has ordered the secretary to provide a list to all the counties of whatever voters were not matched. Now, keep in mind this database matching that's conducted is an inherently flawed exercise. It fails all the time. It fails all the time for reasons that have nothing to do with voter eligibility. Typos, data entry errors made by government clerks when they process registration forms, existing problems in the motor vehicle database, different treatment of hyphenated last names, that sort of thing, use of a married name in one database and a maiden name in another. So these have nothing to do with voter eligibility, but they prevent these matches from taking place all the time.
Very quick last question. Do you anticipate that there are going to be a slew of lawsuits as we march to November 4th and voting day?
Well, I think history teaches that that's probably pretty likely. There are already a number of lawsuits. And in Ohio, this matching problem we talked about threatens the ability to vote of more than 200,000 voters in Ohio. That's about one-third of every new voter to register this year. So let's watch that.
And that's important because we know that President Bush won the state by around 160,000 votes. Adam Skaggs, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Adam Skaggs is a lawyer at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. Now Femi Okeh's got a few headlines for us.
29 minutes past the hour.